Friday morning, you know, as much as we think of Henry Ford as being the inventor of the automobile and the assembly line, we tend to forget there were others blazing the same trail during the Industrial Revolution. One of them was Charles Stuart Mott in Flint, co-founder of General Motors, and probably every bit as responsible for the birth of the auto industry as we know it, as was Henry Ford. Mott's life is chronicled in a new biography, The Life of Charles Stuart Mott, Industrialist, Philanthropist, Mr. Flint, by Edward Renahan, who's online with us right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You've written biographies of other giants of the 20th century. What drew you to the life of C.S. Mott?
Because I was drawn to Mott because he was such a major player in the early auto industry, and it is more obscure, as you noted, than his contemporaries, than Henry Ford, and also obscured by the shadows of his General Motors colleagues, Alfred Sloan, Charles Kettering, Pierre DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
And he led a remarkable life that really deserved the attention of a full biography, not just as an industrialist was he important, but also as a philanthropist. And his very long life was very much a mirror of the age in which he lived. This fellow was born in 1875, 10 years after the Lincoln assassination, and he died in 1973, 2 years before the founding of Microsoft. He started off in horse and buggy days, and his last car that he drove was a Corvair. So that's quite a range.
It really is. Boy, if you wanted to find somebody that was just the embodiment of the Industrial Revolution, it was Mott, wasn't it?
Totally. He was a very major innovator of devices and designs and of personnel practices that led to the success of the auto industry overall. And I often compare what Mott and his colleagues did to what Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and people like that did two generations later. In the course of 20 years, you had the automobile going from a very rare, exotic, and expensive sight on the roads of America to 2 decades later being ubiquitous across the countryside, a car in every driveway, the trucking, revising how goods moved across the country. And you saw the same thing 2 generations later with the personal computer platform being a very rare, exotic, and expensive thing to within 20 years dominating business offices and also being found in most homes. So there's great similarities. And just as the great fortunes of contemporary times were made in the computing industry, so too were the great fortunes of the early 20th century made in the auto industry. At his peak, Charles Stuart Mott was worth about $800 million back in the days when $800 million was still considered money. And he was on the board of directors for General Motors for 60 years.
Wow.
And for much of that time, was the largest single individual shareholder in the corporation.
You know, you talk about his, we kind of started this discussion talking about the relative obscurity of Mott. I mean, the name still appears on buildings in Flint, the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, for example, and the Mott Foundation. But I think even a lot of people in Flint don't know who this man was, despite the fact that he was wildly popular in the city of Flint, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. Because he was a tremendous philanthropist, and he was also a 3-time mayor of Flint and really helped build the city in the 1920s and 1930s. To modernize it and make it a worthy sister to Detroit. He and his philanthropy is best exemplified by that Charles Stuart Mott Foundation that you mentioned.
Yeah.
He founded that in 1926. They celebrated, obviously, in 2016, their 90th anniversary, and announced that within the course of those nine decades, they had made grants in excess of $3 billion to various worthy causes, both in Flint, in Mott's hometown, but also around the world. They still have a corpus of over $3 billion. They have offices in Cape Town and London, and they're very active in social justice and environmental matters around the world. And just recently, Ridgway White, the president and CEO of the Mott Foundation, who is a great-grandson of Charles Stuart Mott, dedicated many millions of dollars to helping the refugees on the Mexico-U.S. border.
I could just imagine that Charles Stuart Mott would be heartbroken to see what's become of his city in the years since his passing.
Oh, certainly, yes. He really loved Flint. When he died in 73, it was still a great place. And of course, the subsequent decline of the city has been a tragedy, as well as most recently, the water crisis, which everyone knows about. Yeah. But I'll tell you, in the course of writing this book, I spent a heck of a lot of time, as you can imagine, in Flint, Michigan, mm-hmm. over the past 2 years. And what I see is a city that is coming back in a big way. There's all sorts of new jobs coming in. All sorts of new construction, office buildings and hotels in downtown Flint, all along Saginaw Street and the other major thoroughfares. And we're in the midst of seeing a big revival in that town. And in 5 or 10 years, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to recognize the place.
Now, we sure hope so. And in the meantime, we'll read about the life of Charles Stuart Mott in the new book by Edward Renahan. Ed, so much... thank you so much for your time this morning. It's a really interesting look at somebody whose name we know, but whose life we know very little about until now. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Take care. Bye now.